This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Discord on-air call-in line rooms available and open for you. You can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Just head over to our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. It's a chat server. Mostly you can talk with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show. And also it allows you to get on the air with us during the show. Again, discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
Vin Armani is joining us here from what was the Vin Armani show.
That's right.
At VinArmani.com. Still yes. VinArmani.com.
Absolutely.
New show.
Yes, I had been running the show for a while. The secondary show, yes, before I decided to put the Vin Armani show on an indeterminate hiatus.
Hiatus.
Yes.
Okay. Are you burned out?
No. I mean, I'm not burned out from the show. I was enjoying doing the actual show. I was just, let's just say I got caught up in some crypto politics, and the audience was sort of responding to and demanding that I cover certain things that were, well, there was just no benefit to me to put certain targets on my back. So I would rather... You know, in that world, the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, you know, I'm very agnostic. I don't take a lot of sides. I take sides in the world of liberty and how I feel about the illegitimacy of the state, and I think that's the battle to have, and that's the reason why I'm in cryptocurrency in the first place.
To take down the state.
That's correct.
To give people a form of money that they can use without having to ask the state's permission and the bank's permission.
That's right.
And I'm with you on this crypto agnosticism.
Yes.
I take the position that I want to use what works.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that is in the moment, then that's what I'm going to be promoting.
That's
so
right.
It used to be that Bitcoin worked, and then it became unworkable in 2017, and then these alternatives became more, became options for us, like Dash, and then Bitcoin Cash now is a thing. So whatever it is that is working, which is why over at CryptoTip.org, you can use both Dash and Bitcoin Cash to create printable cryptocurrency tips. We should talk about...
I really love the argument between Ford and Chevrolet. When the people that love these
brands...
I've
seen the thing with the Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes peeing on one of the other logos.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And so this is very much... All of this stuff is very much like sports or politics, where
totally.
You pick your favorite millionaire and then you argue it into the dirt.
That's
wait a second. The millionaire doesn't care about you.
That's right.
Whoever that might be.
They care if you keep going to their games.
They
That's
do, but they're not going to invite you personally.
Yeah.
Like them, I can tell you that. I don't know any professional football players. Colin Kaepernick has never sent me an email saying, "Mark, I sure hope you make it to the 49ers game this weekend."
Did he ever get back to you? Because I know you'd reached out to try to book him for an interview.
No, he opened the somebody at Colin.
Don't say his email address on the air.
somebody at that email address opened the two different emails, but no.
All right.
So I was kind. I didn't have, you know, there's nothing I want to argue with him about.
Of course. So Vin Armani, you've started a new show to replace your old show. What's it called?
It's called Destination Unknown. It's with another Liberty head here in New Hampshire, Dave Butler. And it's
y'all are in the same studio?
We're in the same studio.
Okay.
Yes.
That's different for your show because you used to have remote co-hosts.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's more of a conversation. We don't really do guests. And it's difficult to describe exactly what it is. It started just he and I would have these conversations on evenings. Sometimes I'd go over to his place and we'd have dinner and we'd go through about a bottle and a half of wine usually.
Okay.
And have these cool conversations where we'd be like, we need to be recording this. So it's a lot of sort of, there's Liberty stuff in there, there's crypto stuff, but we get into the history of money, history of you know, symbolism and technology, and it's just very, very interesting. He's a super well-read guy, and so it gives me a chance to flex some of the weird trivia that I've put together over the years.
Is it like esoteric?
It's very esoteric. Okay. People seem to really, really enjoy it, but we're both skeptics, so we stay away from the woo-woo stuff.
Gotcha.
Because I really think that the real things, the things that we have documented historical proof for and have just been sort of forgotten in the sands of time, are much more interesting.
Give me an example of one of those, like something you would have covered on a recent
show. So we did shows on
Building 7.
That's not too far into the past. No, we've done shows about ancient technologies, and we've talked about things like the Antikythera mechanism.
I've never heard of that.
Exactly. We talked about Nabta Playa, which is like this very, very ancient, almost like Stonehenge in the Nubian desert that was used for tracking the stars thousands of years before the Egyptian Empire came about.
It started, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like there are all of these sort of weird anachronisms throughout history, and it's great to cover them.
An inventor named Hero created a novelty steam engine that apparently flew around.
There you go.
And also, now, you know, it's a piece of technology, even if it was for entertainment purposes. Mm-hmm. Also, on the Peloponnesian Peninsula in Greece, that very small part that separates the two sides of it, and I don't know, one's the Adriatic, and I don't know what the other side is, Aegean and Adriatic, mm-hmm. maybe. There is a small part, and I'm just guessing it's like 30 miles long.
Okay.
But you have to go through there to get down to the Peloponnesian Peninsula, Sparta, and all that stuff. And across there, very small part, was a tracked train tracks made, so
really?
Carts, but not trains. So carts that could be moved very easily. So they made a very good road resistance for wheels and stuff like that. Imagine if communication is the only thing that separated Hero. Mm-hmm. From his steam engine.
This is what I'm saying.
To this Peloponnesian
this is what I'm saying.
Railroad, basically. And how different the world would have been if trains had been invented. And I know it's a jump, but just imagine for a second. If trains had been invented in 2500 BC instead of 1800 AD.
Yes, where would we be? So this is the type of conversation that we have on Destination Unknown. Okay. So you could see the direction that it takes. People seem to enjoy this show so far, and I'm enjoying doing it.
How many episodes now?
I think we're at about 11 or this will be 12.
Right,
this will
be 12.
Yeah.
Once a week, just like you're
once a week. It's every
same
Friday.
Day.
Every Friday.
Day.
Friday evenings.
Okay.
So
right.
are you
doing it live?
We're doing it live.
Yeah.
The tagline is two skeptics, two bottles of wine, 2 hours, and too much mysterious stuff for one conversation.
Oh,
that's
wow.
good.
That's nice.
All right.
Cool. So you guys are actually getting a little inebriated by the end of the show, then.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember anything the last 20 minutes. But it sounds good on the replay, so, you know,
okay,
there you
good.
Go.
Because that can go really bad.
I'm an experienced drinker,
okay,
so, you know.
Right.
That's important. I will say that drunk people tend to believe that they are far more interesting than they are.
Right. Yeah.
And if drunk people were, in fact, entertaining, bars would have stadium seating, right? We'd all go watch the drunk people.
Right.
But, in fact, the opposite is true. Drunk people are so boring, you have to drink and make yourself dumber in order to be entertained by them at all. However,
if you're a bartender, they're paying you to listen to their crap.
Yeah.
This is true.
In many cases, they simply will not. They'll just wander off.
So, check out Vin's new show, which is
Destination
Unknown, over at VinArmani.com.
Yes, indeed.
All right, excellent. So, we got stuff to talk about in the news here tonight. The Catalans are back in the streets in a big way.
Nice.
One of our listeners submitted this over on our Free Talk Live Reddit, which you can go to freetalklive.com and click show topics, and you can see that there are vote on topics. 1 million of them. Back in the streets, according to France24.com, rallying in Barcelona today, banging drums and blowing whistles in a show of support for independence nearly a year after a failed attempt to break away from Spain. Can you imagine if we could get a tenth of this amount of people to come out and do anything in the United States? Especially supporting independence, supporting secession, which is what this is all about.
I'm sorry, I cannot imagine it.
It's amazing. The picture here is, of course, just full. It's some sort of large street in Barcelona, just full to the gills with protesters waving flags. We'll tell you more about what they did here in moments. Your calls and thoughts also on the way. And welcome at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733, and we've also got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in lines are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. You get the Discord app at their website or through your Google App Store or Apple App Store. And get your account set up, and then just go to discord.lrn.fm in your browser, and it'll pop you right into our chat server. Also, I want to make sure you know about Blink Home Security. It is a system that can help you protect your family and your property. Mark, you've got it at home.
Yeah, that's great.
We've got it here at the studio, and it really couldn't be any easier to set this system up. They're wireless cameras. And so battery-operated, they come with the batteries that you need. They're not some obscure battery. They're double A. So when it's time to replace them, which, by the way, I think we've had ours for like a year now.
I haven't replaced mine either.
I have not yet replaced the batteries on it. So they say that they will last for 2 years, and I believe them thus far. Blink also is super easy to set up because when you unbox, you put the batteries in, it's all wireless setup because you just pop the cameras up wherever you want them, and then you just set it up on your Wi-Fi.
I think you can do it. I'm pretty confident in saying you can do it in 10 minutes.
Are you including the unboxing and all that?
No, I think I'm including
that. I would say a half hour if you're, you know, you're
taking everything out, reading the instructions through a full time. But
still pretty good.
I think you should leave a half an hour.
Yeah. You just turn them on. And
you should leave a half an hour, but I don't think it's going to take you. I think if you, you know, smaller house, ability to do it is relatively easy.
No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. That's because Blink is now an Amazon company. They bought them up. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live, because you're a Free Talk Live listener. You save 15%. blinkprotect.com/FTL. As we go to the phones, we'll talk more about the Catalonian protests. 1 million, an estimated 1 million people in the streets of Barcelona today, celebrating or protesting the idea of secession. They want to secede from Spain, and we'll talk about that. It's not a good reason necessarily because they just want more socialism, but ultimately I still support them in their desire for secession. We go to the phone, so to the fun. First up, it's Ron in New York. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Vin, and Mark.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, Ron, go ahead.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on the primaries today? Because I know you guys live in New Hampshire, and they have the primaries today in New Hampshire.
We do have a primary today in New Hampshire. So I'm not sure what your question is, though. What are our thoughts on them? I mean, it'd be nice if they didn't exist.
I agree.
Well, first of all, do you think Andy Sanborn has a chance? And also, who do you which libertarian do you endorse for governor?
Yeah, so I don't really think it's useful to talk about local political races on an international radio show because nobody knows who Andy Sanborn is, who's outside of New Hampshire. Probably many people inside of New Hampshire don't know who Andy
Sanborn is. I don't know who Andy Sanborn is.
Since you brought it up, I will say that he did win one of the top Liberty awards from or ratings from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
He had a chance, though.
I haven't the slightest clue.
I think he has a chance. Yes. The answer is yes, he has a chance. Will he win? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And as far as governor, it is worth pointing out, I guess, we can generally say that in New Hampshire, we actually have a libertarian primary for governor for the first time.
Two people running. It's amazing.
Forever. The Libertarian Party has not been on the ballot as an official party in 22 years in New Hampshire, and it is this year for the first time ever. So there's actually a libertarian primary.
That's something.
Where we actually had two libertarians file, and there was a debate between the two libertarians.
Wow.
The New Hampshire Public Radio actually invited both of those. So the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire had a debate that I recorded video of. That's on the Free King YouTube channel. Then New Hampshire Public Radio invited both of those candidates in, had them in for an hour on their show. So I've commented, and I think this is worth pointing out, this is good. I'm glad there's a challenged primary because it means that the libertarian race is getting media attention.
That's right.
The media, the way they handle things, at least here in New Hampshire and probably in a lot of places, is they focus only on the primary challenges up until the primary. They ignore all the other candidates, understandably.
Yep.
They don't, you know, they've only got a certain amount of media time and they give it to the primary.
Yeah, they want the conflict.
Right. So because there is a challenged primary means that the Libertarian candidates got more airtime to talk about Libertarian ideas on state radio, which I think is ultimately a good thing.
It's a good thing.
I've got a favorite, but if the other one wins, I will still be fine and
either way,
good luck.
Whichever candidate ends up winning the primary tonight, they're still a better choice than the Republican or Democrat.
100%.
Whoever they end up being, Ron.
Well,
so,
I'm pretty sure I know who the Republican nominee is going to be for governor.
Oh, he doesn't have anybody opposing him, right?
Right. There's no primary. The current governor is going to be the nominee.
So there you go, Ron. I mean, again, I don't want to get into any more real details. I think that's helpful to explain to people, hey, New Hampshire's a special place. Mm-hmm. We actually have a Libertarian primary here because we've got a big enough Libertarian movement, and there's this migration, of course, that's ongoing, where people who care about freedom from all around the country and around the world, then you move from Vegas.
From Vegas, yeah.
And we've had people move from as far away as Russia to come here to New Hampshire. So I would invite everybody who is interested in Libertarian politics or not, just wants to live more free, to make the move here to New Hampshire. Because, Vin, you had told us before the we went on the air that you didn't vote in the primary today. And
I don't
anti-voting.
Vote. Yes, I don't vote based on principle.
And we should get into that. Ron,
I'd love to hear what that principle is.
Any other thoughts you want to share
tonight? Neither ballots nor bullets.
I read that apparently the socialist Bernie Sanders, I read his son was running for that open congressional seat.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard Sanders' son is in the race for a Democrat primary.
Yuck.
And thanks, Ron, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So what's the principle on which you are basing not voting?
The principle is that the state is an institution of coercive violence,
sure.
And by voting, anything that I vote on, whether or you know, every law is just an opinion with a gun.
That's
and
true.
And so no matter whether I'm voting in referenda style, like in California, where I'm voting on actual laws that are going to be on the books, or whether I'm voting for an individual, unless my one caveat is this. Unless a candidate, and maybe I would only vote for them on the second go-around in this case because I would want to see that it was true, unless a candidate said, the only thing that I am going to do is I'm going to go up there, and the only things that I will vote yes on are to remove laws mm-hmm. or to enshrine liberties. So either decriminalization or enshrinement, saying that the government may never touch this particular activity. If that's what they said, I might actually consider voting for that individual.
Because isn't it possible to defensively vote? Meaning
yes, it
that
is.
You know that the government is going to do violence.
Yes.
And you know that ultimately there's this supposedly open process in which the heads of the gang are chosen.
Right.
And so can you choose a less violent head of the gang or one who actually pledges to, you know, only
in this
vote?
Case, a non-violent head of a gang.
Right.
That's the only that's the only
way. Those people exist here in New Hampshire.
That's right. But I'm going to go with Lord Acton in and the
power corrupts and absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
Well, and the whole thing about it is that its power tends to corrupt.
It's tense.
But it's tends
really,
to corrupt.
Really, really tends.
But he says, but absolute power corrupts absolutely, meaning if it's absolute power, you will absolutely be corrupt. So,
And
a member of a 400-person legislature probably doesn't have absolute power.
But yet, it does have power, not much
that's
power.
Right.
And
corrupting.
We've seen a free stater, more than one of them, become corrupted.
I know which young lady you're talking
more
about.
Coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
With mandatory evacuations already issued for parts of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia,
millions of Americans are preparing for what could become one of the most catastrophic hurricanes to hit the eastern seaboard in decades. Hurricane Florence is currently a Category 4 hurricane and about 350 miles south-southwest of Bermuda. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says the time to evacuate is now.
We have four big highways leading from the coast. They will all be going. All lanes will be open only in one direction, that is away from the coast. We don't want to gamble with a single South Carolina life. We want to be sure everybody's safe. This might be inconvenient for some people, but we can worry about the inconvenience later.
The Irish government announced Tuesday that the planned trip by President Trump to Ireland has been postponed due to a scheduling problem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial free to join us here on the radio. Coming up, the Catalans are back in the streets in Catalonia protesting in favor of independence from Spain. Approximately a million of them. We can tell you more about that on the way here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
And, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You may be new to cryptocurrency. Well, where better to start than the most obvious URL, Bitcoin.com. They've got some great beginner's information there. They've got the Bitcoin.com Academy that you ought to take a few minutes and go through and learn the basics about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin BTC. You can go to Bitcoin.com to do that. That's where you can also buy some Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and do a whole bunch of other things, like get connected to their news website over at news.bitcoin.com, where they're always following some of the latest stories and headlines from around the globe.
They've got a great YouTube channel that...
Yeah, you've been watching that a lot.
Yeah, I watch every episode of it, and I'm just impressed with the innovation that's going on. There's constantly some new business that's adopting Bitcoin Cash. Well, they're big proponents of Bitcoin Cash. There's no doubt about it.
You mean like Cointext.io?
Yeah. Yes, they talk about my company quite a bit on that YouTube
where you can
channel.
Text Bitcoin Cash to people internationally.
Yes, you can. And right. But we are going to be launching, in addition to new countries, before probably the end of the year. Already the software is ready and secretly live for some BTC, Litecoin, Dash.
Whoa.
I've added Ravencoin. Sweet. And perhaps smart cash as well.
Very exciting. All right, so Bitcoin.com, go there, learn about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Great place to do that. So toll-free number tonight again, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go to Terrence. He's on the line calling from Billyburg. Where is Billyburg, Terrence?
Oh, that's Williamsburg. We call it Billyburg.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
And I still don't know where it is.
Well, it's in Brooklyn. It's in New York City.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have guessed that at all. All right. You're on the air.
I was thinking Virginia.
No problem. On a day like today, obviously, a lot of people being patriotic, it makes me think about all the people that have sacrificed so that we can have freedom. And, you know, the types of freedoms like being able to wear a shirt or not wear a shirt. And, like, I'm not wearing a shirt, for example.
Thanks for the call tonight, Terrence. I appreciate it. So there's the Twitch listeners have been calling about me being shirtless or not shirtless because when it's warm out, I will frequently come in and do the show topless, and so it's sort of become a thing now. And
what sort of thing?
I don't know. Some of them are really into my shirt status, apparently, and they've been calling about it. And if you preface it with something creative like that, I'm okay with it. But if all you do is call and ask about, you know, why I'm not wearing a shirt, that's pretty boring. So kudos to that caller. He did a good job with it. But he did bring up 9/11.
If you wonder if somebody's wondering why you're not wearing a shirt, that's a fair thing to call about, right?
No, but they'll call to complain when I am wearing a shirt as well.
Okay.
Because they want you to be shirtless.
They want me to be shirtless.
Ah. Yeah. That's quite the compliment, actually.
Yeah, I will take the compliment, but like I said, unless you do something creative with it like that caller did,
right.
Then it's boring otherwise. So, anyway.
A creative troll.
But he did bring up 9/11, and I had totally forgotten that it's 9/11 today as we're
doing this show. No, I mentioned Building 7. Please do not blame me for Ian forgetting things.
Right. You didn't forget.
No, I did not.
But I totally spaced it. And I think you did as well, Vin.
I had spaced it coming in here, but I definitely got a lot of memes.
Oh,
today.
Did you?
Yeah, there were lots of memes. I follow some really good meme, Liberty meme folks.
So, 9/11, what has it been now? Let's see, that's 17 years ago today that the attacks happened.
Gosh.
Some people are still obsessing over this, trying to figure out what the truth was. And, the truth is, whatever the story is behind 9/11, the government got bigger as a result. They used it as an excuse to invade more of your freedoms.
That's right.
To destroy more of your freedoms, to make it more restrictive at airports.
Yep.
Increase the size of their bureaucracy. The Department of Homeland Security was formed and
didn't exist before.
Right. And created. And you've got the NSA, of course, snooping on all mm-hmm. kinds of things. I mean, it's 9/11 is certainly not a very pleasant landmark in the history of the United States from a freedom perspective.
All those things are true. The government certainly got bigger and all that stuff. I would say that there's on the converse side, the 9/11 truth movement was largely, if not entirely, ineffective. So
they were pretty effective at being annoying.
Well,
I would agree with that.
What I'm going to say is that there's nothing's changed as a result of the 9/11 truth movement. I think that more people out there probably wonder about Building 7,
mm-hmm.
and I do too. I wonder.
That's the third one that didn't get hit by any planes that went down.
I'm very, very curious about these things, but it hasn't resulted in me going and researching much. So if you wanted to get me to research, that didn't work.
Well, what are you
going to
find out? The government's corrupt and evil? I mean, we already know that.
We know that.
Yeah, if one way or the other, the government is corrupt and evil, and it's just like the JFK conspiracy theory, that basically people have come out now on deathbeds confessing that this thing happened and that thing happened. It looks all very suspicious as far as JFK and what mm-hmm. happened, and nobody cares. The textbooks haven't changed. They're just continuing to go on like nothing changed.
Official story.
And at some point or another, everybody who remembers JFK being shot is going to be dead. And the story is not going to have changed. From a historical standpoint, the JFK conspiracy theory movement, which has to be the most robust and successful in history, did nothing. And the 9/11 truth movement...
Well, you can't say it did nothing.
The next.
I mean,
well, what did it do?
You can't say it did nothing, because there are going to be people who will say, oh, well, the 9/11 truthers woke me up. I believed everything the government said, and then I saw this, you know, movie from Alex Jones or Loose Change or whatever it was, and it woke me up to the reality that government is lying and evil. And you know what? There's something there.
Just to do just as much good in getting people involved in democratic politics. Don't forget, Rosie O'Donnell was a 9/11 truther too, right?
So there's
plenty of people who just decided that they're either more thoroughly ensconced in their democratic politics or became thoroughly ensconced in democratic politics.
It's not particularly libertarian. It's not a libertarian movement or anything like that.
Some people would claim it was.
Well, right. Some people will claim Alex Jones is a libertarian.
If there was an equal number
of Trump-supporting libertarian.
If there were an equal number of people that were woken up and put into the liberty side and to the people that were woken up and put into the democratic side, I'd call that
a null. Yeah.
I mean, I think the one thing that it definitely did was the fact that I think everybody now understands that Al-Qaeda was, and I think that that's, it's pretty much consensus that people understand, oh yeah, the U.S. initially at least funded Al-Qaeda. I think getting into these sorts of, putting into the cultural zeitgeist the idea that,
that's a great word,
that hey, our government may actually be funding these people who are our enemies. I think that that realization,
valuable.
I think that had something to do with the reason why we are not at war, in a hot war in Syria right now, because I think the American people, to a certain degree, did get wised up to be like, ah, I think maybe the CIA is actually like behind these people. That was new. That was new in the culture, and I think it was new, valuable.
But it was, it added to it. So right. Saddam Hussein, of course, ISIS.
But nobody knew. But before, I think the 9/11.
Everybody knew that Saddam Hussein was a puppet of U.S. client state.
I mean, did they though? I don't feel like I did until the war actually popped off and the movement that was, because I mean, I was part of the protest movement, which by the way was memory hold. We're talking about a million people in Catalonia, but there were millions in 2003 when the bombs started dropping in Iraq, all over the world. Where's that story? The biggest, most record-breaking protests in almost every major city in the world, and memory hold. I mean, I remember being in L.A., and I had never experienced anything. Down Hollywood Boulevard was a sea of people. Wow. Memory hold. Like, all of this is...
California should secede. Well, I mean, that's the kind of representation they're getting. I don't even know what you're talking about. This is from a historical standpoint.
Look up 2003 or look up Iraq War protests on Wikipedia. It will blow your mind as to how many people worldwide on a single day.
We will continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And the toll-free number for you to join us is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian Vinn and Mark in the studio here tonight. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in lines that are open and available to you on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. You can join us on the radio.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Racial approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have a video feed over on our Twitch channel. There's a YouTube version as well. The YouTube is an SD version, whereas video on Twitch is in HD quality. Which
standard definition is what SD is.
Correct. That's correct. HD, of course, high definition. And you can enjoy that over at twitch.lrn.fm. That'll jump you right over to our channel there. Please give us a follow. You do need a Twitch account for that. Of course, they're free. So follow the channel, and then you'll get notices whenever it is that we go live and also other shows on the same channel, because it's the lrn.fm channel. So when Will Coley's show, The Call to Freedom, is on, you'll get a notice for that, too. Vincent on his Saturday night show, you'll get a heads up there. So check it out, twitch.lrn.fm. Thanks to everybody who's following us there. Over 450 followers now, and I think about 30 subscribers. Those are people who are throwing us their Twitch subscription. Most, I think, like almost all of the 30 people or so are doing what's called Twitch Prime, where if you have Amazon Prime, one of the perks that you get, you may not even know this.
I didn't know this.
One of the perks you get is you get one subscription per month for Twitch. Huh. And you can apply that subscription to whatever your favorite channel is on Twitch. Huh. So if the LRN.FM channel is your favorite channel, you can apply that to us. But the thing is, you have to do it every single month. So it resets every month. So you actually have to be active and watching the channel and remember to go and reapply the subscription, which is something that you've done, Mark. So if Mark can do it, anybody can apply their subscription to the LRN.FM channel.
It's pretty easy.
It's brutal, but it's true.
Okay, fair enough.
So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Check it out over twitch.lrn.fm as we go to the phones, to the fun. Actually, we're going to the Discord on-air call-in line, where Will is on the line in Canada. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
Will.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't ready for that. Sorry.
Here you are. It's time.
I wasn't ready for that.
All right. Well, you've been on hold for more than a segment, so are you ready now? All right, we're going to let you go. Soul-free number tonight.
Poor Will's hyperventilating.
Yeah, it's you know, intense.
It is.
Getting on the radio.
I remember the first time.
Oh, boy.
The first time I was on the radio at Oldies 108 for the back-to-school thing we did for Haitians. We put, like, a whole bunch of...
Because you went to Haiti.
I did. I went to Haiti to deliver school items to school kids in Haiti out of the hospital, probably just hospital. Hospital Albert Schweitzer. And it was a really intense event, and then they interviewed me on the way back, and it's got to be the worst interview in radio history. I literally felt, like, lightheaded.
So, wait, you were in the studio?
I was in the studio. Okay, with people that I knew.
David and Christina, the morning show.
No, it was Pete Jarrett in the afternoon. Yep. So, I mean, people I know very well. Yep. Something I had just done. I had just had a hair-raising, bumpy ride in an American Eagle airplane
from,
Haiti back to the United States. But, no, it was the radio interview that made me woozy and about ready to pass out. So.
Wow. Yeah, I know what it's like. It's, it can be difficult. Mm-hmm. I'll still get when, I'm a broadcast professional, but on the air since I was 17. But if I call a radio show, I can feel the adrenaline rushing. Like, sure. I still get that, that sensation. It can be a little intense. Let's continue here. We got Don calling us from Exeter, New Hampshire. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you listening to us on the radio?
Yeah.
No, you're not, so I'm just going to dump your call. I'm not going to bother banning you from the streams. Anyway, I don't want to keep explaining it, but that's the one guy that's not allowed to call the show because he keeps calling about the same thing over and over again. Don't do that. If you're going to call Free Talk Live, please call about something new when you call the show, not the same thing over and over. Because if we get bored, that means our listeners are getting bored.
This is
true. Unacceptable. So you can call about anything you want, just not the same thing over and over. Make sense? Let's go on.
Makes sense.
So we were talking about the just incredibly large protests going on in Catalonia today. France24.com reporting on what it was estimated to be 1 million Catalans in the streets in Barcelona, banging drums, blowing whistles in a show of support for independence, nearly a year after a failed attempt to break away from Spain.
A whistle's a good idea because, you yell and your voice is going to go hoarse.
Wearing coral red T-shirts and waving the red, yellow, and blue Catalan separatist flag, a sea of protesters gathered for the rally on Catalonia's National Day, which commemorates Barcelona's fall to troops loyal to Spain's King Philip V in 1714. The annual Diada holiday has, since 2012, been used to stage a massive rally calling for secession for the wealthy northeastern region with its own distinct language. But this year's event had a particular significance as a test of strength after a referendum last October and the Catalan Parliament's unilateral declaration of independence on October 27th all came to naught. Demonstrators climbed on each other's shoulders to form human towers, a Catalan tradition, while others carried yellow and black signs that read, "Free Catalan political prisoners now," a reference to Catalan separatist leaders in jail awaiting trial over last year's independence bid. Let's take you back just a moment before we talk more about what has happened today in Catalonia to what happened a year ago, which is what they're referring to here, where there was an actual vote that was held. And you want to talk about a vote that mattered in this case, Vin? Because in this case, the government brought out the shock troops to actually try to stop people from casting a vote. They were literally, there's video footage of shock troops, like stormtroopers with, the body armor, the black helmets, everything.
They look like Darth Vader.
Coming into voting locations. There's one where this lady's like climbing up, trying to go up a flight of stairs. She gets pulled back by her hair, if I recall correctly, by some thug, and they are just doing whatever kind of violence they can to these people who are just simply trying to vote as to whether or not the Catalonia region is to secede from Spain.
Well, this goes right to the saying that if it really mattered or if it could really change anything,
they wouldn't allow
you to vote. That proves
it does.
Right there.
So in this case, what you're saying is that the voting does change things.
No, what I'm saying is that if you can show up to a polling place and you're not getting attacked by shock troops and pulled downstairs by your hair, whatever you're there to cast the ballot for, you don't need to be there.
Well, let me rebut that, if I may. So in the case of these folks, they know exactly what what they're voting for. They're voting for, do I want to be part of the Spanish government or don't I? And the Spanish government gets that. However, when you're dealing with, say, in the United States, where you've got a Liberty candidate on the ballot in New Hampshire, and look, I get it why you might not vote in any other state in any other election.
Yeah,
but if you feel like, you know, there's a Liberty candidate in New Hampshire that you, for whom you wish to vote, perhaps they've flown under the radar. Perhaps they haven't tripped the wires. And so, you know, the state government doesn't care that much. They also understand that it is unlikely that one single rep in 400 representatives is going to make a decisive vote. There are only a handful of votes that are decided by one vote within the legislature itself. So the likelihood that you are the one voter who votes in the candidate who is the one voter on an issue that is of importance.
That's unlikely.
Is pretty unlikely. So it is not worth rolling out a van load of Darth Raiders to kick you in
or
your
in
head.
Or in this case, two cruise ships full. They actually had in the harbor of Barcelona, they had essentially, you know how the cops can kind of like, you see it in the movies, right, where the cop will commandeer a car for somebody?
Yes.
They commandeered two cruise ships. And they brought them into the harbor.
They did.
Where they were hosts, these cruise ships became hosts to police. State police from all across Spain were sitting and living in the Barcelona harbor. It was so bad what was happening that Warner Brothers had their characters on the sides of these cruise ships, right? Because they, you know, sponsorship of the cruise ship. Okay. The characters are on the ship. And, you know, you take your kids on and you get to see, you know, the Tweety Bird, whatever. So their characters were on the side. Warner Brothers said, you cover that up or we're suing. And so there was a day on which, or a couple days on which, there was footage of the Warner Brothers characters being covered with these large black tarps that they draped down over the sides of the cruise ships because Warner Brothers didn't want to be associated with the police shock troops that were occupying the cruise ships. I mean, it was crazy.
It's intense.
So they
it is amazing what the Spanish government has gotten away with historically in the last 100 years. If you look at what the Spanish government has gotten away with versus the rest of the European
100 years. What about the Inquisition?
Well, I understand, but I can't do anything about the Inquisition. There are people still alive that remember Franco and these sorts of things. And it was, you know, the civil war that went on was intense.
So the amount of police that they brought in for this, I mean, they literally brought in like every cop from the rest of, I mean, can you imagine two cruise ships sitting out in the harbor just full of cops? And can you imagine what those cops were doing on that cruise ship? And just, you know, screwing
debauchery.
Off.
Debauchery.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's more coming up here. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Huge numbers in the streets of Catalonia in favor of secession. That movement has not died out, despite being, the attempted crushing of it last year when they had their historic vote. More on the way here. We can talk about secession. You can share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.